Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
The big news is that the midday show, Glenn, Christian, and Lou, are moving to the afternoons. And the afternoon show, Dale and Rich, are moving to the mornings. So there you go. After all our months of criticizing ESPN for moving shows around, we've decided to follow suit.
Wow.
Woo! Let's go!
So good!
Thank you.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
These guys do have fun. They have great chemistry. I think they get along pretty well, but they have their fights.
Well, yeah. Doesn't matter!
I think Christian and Lou have found a niche. They both like to make fun of Glenn.
Well, this is weird.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, hold on for just a second.
I feel like I'm in a time machine. And I went
really?
Back and you're sitting across from me and like I'm interviewing you and you still play?
No.
You gave up playing? You don't play for the Patriots anymore?
No.
What the hell are you doing these days?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Not
a time machine, no?
Not
a time machine?
What?
What's your problem?
Honestly, is that how you're going to start the show?
Why did you show up so late today?
What is the problem?
Why did you show up so late?
Well, first of all, I lost my keys.
So you've given up on 10 to 2 already. You've basically thrown the towel in.
It was a long night. It was probably one of the longest days. I'm not kidding. I haven't even begun to tell you stories. Whatever.
Poor me. No,
I know you don't. That's why I don't tell you. So whatever. So I was so delirious last night when I got home, like at 1 a.m.
He was in New York yesterday, if you remember. We did the show separately. Today we're back in studio. Eyes look great today.
I look tired, right?
No, you look good.
Makeup lady was like, you look tired. You have those bags in your eyes.
The makeup lady.
She's talking like you.
All right. Whatever. So you went to New York and you're tired, and you showed up at the last minute because you were always in here. I will give you credit. You were one of these guys that attempted to work on your craft, and you've done a great job. It's worked for you. You're moving to a bigger shift. More people are going to be listening. But I noticed today it was like you've thrown the towel in on 10 to 2. It's like I'm done.
No.
Holly. You're going to walk in like 5 minutes after the show began.
Yeah. No, you know who else has thrown it in?
No.
Eamon.
On Monday?
Yeah. How many articles do we have? 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
How many do we have today?
We got 3.
Talk
five.
About old news.
Yeah. Five. Yeah. We have five. Okay, so, I mean.
Going back to Monday?
He's changed also. Well, you've evolved. So we mocked you, we shamed you, made fun of you, and you said, you know what? I'm not going to kill any trees today. We got 6 articles, which is fine. Because people talk about this being like the worst time of the year for sports and talking sports or having a radio show where you talk about stuff. This is the best time of the year. We can do whatever we want.
This is the best.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, well, those games
Lou
getting away.
This,
I hate it when the Celtics get in the way.
Lou takes his time off. Like, it's stupid. This is like taking candy from a baby. Easy peasy.
Yeah, Lou,
easy
the baseball.
Peasy. Easy peasy. Easy baba.
Whatever. Lou, the baseball expert, takes the week off during the baseball all-star game when it's the only thing that's happening. So we'll start. If you did not listen to the guys in the morning, wow. Wow, was Kirk nice to us?
I was weird.
That was very strange to me that Kirk was like that.
So it's like,
he's going to bash us.
I didn't trust it.
No, I didn't.
Because I was listening to, and I was like, okay, here, when's it coming? When's it coming? And it eventually came. But
yeah, somebody pointed out to me on Twitter today. Remember, and this thing was real. He hated me so badly last year during the Super Bowl. He took a commercial flight.
That's a true story.
We were flying on private jet. A private jet with unbelievable lobster and prime rib. And Callahan said, screw you. I'm going with Ordway. I'm going on the private jet. He was so pissed he did that. But he was nice. Boy, he was saying all these wonderful things about us. And you okay?
Well, I mean, right? Now that
it's like you were going to throw up.
It's going to be a rough day today.
What did you just do? Did you notice that, Lucy? He like backed up and it was like, he was ready to.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough day.
I've seen people like that, usually like 2:45, 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, no, the funniest stuff is all the backstories, all the stuff I'm learning now about just the conversations you've had with other people. Because, you know, Lou and I think like we're the only people you're talking to. Like, we feel like, you know, we have this tight wolf pack, which was what was brought back together.
We do have a good wolf pack.
We have the, well, I mean, it is now. I mean, well, it wasn't in the past when you guys ran over me and just, you know, just threw me on the side of the road.
We were testing.
We'll be back later to pick you up.
We did. It was a test.
I was a lone wolf. I got to change my avatar now. I'm not a lone wolf anymore.
So you don't have a period with the rookies when they come in, and initiation period? We had to have
my initiation period was over, man. You weren't part of it either. So, okay, you were the one who was being hazed. You were the one being hazed. So how does it feel? It's complete now. The circle is complete. Here we go. You're back where you started, and it's the Big O again, the Big O show again, makes me sick because I never listened to the Big O show.
No, you didn't have to. What did you listen to?
I have no idea exactly what you guys are doing.
Listen to Kiss. Bobbing your head.
No, I listened up to, and down no, Route 1. I tell you what. No, I did not listen to. Who did I listen to?
I don't know.
No, I didn't. I just like CDs, like back when CDs were in. Yeah, I would listen to music driving in.
CDs.
Yeah, that's exactly or it's music, just music. Okay. Anything other than sports.
Okay. We can't afford to have people listening to music in the
cycle
afternoon.
Is complete. You're like, my plan worked.
So if you haven't heard it and you didn't listen to those guys in the morning, on August the 13th, we are going to flip-flop with the guys in the afternoon, and OMF is going to afternoon drive, 2 to 6. And then those guys, Rich Keefe and Dale Arnold, and Dale's had great success in midday. They are going to go back into midday. So it's been great. The three of us, we've got phenomenal ratings here in midday. As they say, our work is done. Okay, our work is done. We're moving on.
Yeah.
So
you think?
We think what?
You think it is?
Hold on. You're trying to.
You think it is?
He's trying to do something. He's trying to do this production right now. This is always bizarre when an amateur tries to do the work of a professional. Oh God!
Listen, you got to give me a song too because I asked for two.
Okay.
So like before big game,
yep.
You know, big move.
Yeah.
Like we're about to take on the competition. I just get jacked up.
Yep.
You know, so I'm like I'm playing colors all day long. Or the other one that I play on a regular basis, and I kind of give this one to my. Is this one? Turn this one up.
God.
Turn it up.
Oh, please. This is how we do it. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe there's some Steve Miller band you can play for Glenn.
Oh, I like the Steve Miller band.
What's wrong with
the Steve Miller band? What
I'm just saying. Steve Miller band?
How about a little Jefferson?
That's better.
Yeah.
That'll work too.
Well, here's the problem with that, Eamon. I got thrown out the window the first time. Okay, so I'm just coming.
Here's the thing:
you have to
tell that. So I missed the beginning of that story. They're talking about you actually sneaking you in
later on. They snuck me
in. Because
was
that when I did the cross and you were sitting right here? You were sitting right here in this chair right here, and I came into the cross.
Yeah, I ignored you. I can't remember.
No, you didn't. You did ignore me. You're trying to be funny, and I looked at you like I kind of like go get your shine box. That's exactly what I did to you.
You were trying to
take advantage of the situation. I was like, dude, nobody cares what you say right now, okay? Gary Tangway is such a power right now.
That's what you wanted. Yeah. That's what you wanted.
Listen, for the record, didn't know you at all. Did not know you. Met you. I think I met you once.
In
a Super Bowl in San Diego.
No, we met.
I remember I came in because I lived in San Diego. You guys were there, and I brought my son who was 2 at the time. I remember because he was wearing a Clifford backpack.
I do remember that.
And I remember like I'll just and you guys were like hey I was like sure okay what's up, and I think you were with Diossi and Fred.
That was at a Super Bowl. We interviewed you, I believe. That
was one of the best interviews you said you've ever had in your life.
No, I don't think I ever said that.
It was good.
I never said that. It was in the top 1,000, I think, or 1,500 or something like that. First of all, you have a terrible memory, okay?
Okay.
I made very little impact on your life because we did have conversations before that.
No, we didn't.
We did.
When did we talk?
We did.
No, we did not.
Yes, we were at some charity event. It's some charity event.
Oh, that doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
When I say, oh, hi, how you doing?
Oh, yeah.
On the radio.
What did you think I was to help?
On the radio.
What did you think I was to help?
I said, can I get another beer?
Hey, fat boy, bring me another beer.
Why were you holding a tray?
Please.
Why were you holding a tray? Why were you wearing a monkey suit?
Oh, there you go. Gee, no, come on. Listen, I'll say one thing about this. The three of us have developed a chemistry, and we love and hate each other, which is what you need in radio, I think. You need to have that love-hate relationship. And we've all been together in all of this, and I think this is why a lot of it works in radio. You have to have people that are working with you that you can ride. You can sit there and you can you know, beat up. And then when you go to break, there's so much respect that you're sitting there and you're laughing your ass off at each other. And I think those are the radio shows that work. And we've formed a little wolf pack. You've thrown my ass out a few times, but I keep on getting back into the
thing.
I've
never thrown you out of the wolf pack. You guys threw me out. That was a two-on-one thing.
No, you went out on your own.
No. If you're a wolf pack, you're a wolf pack. It doesn't matter. Good times, bad times, you stick together.
That's what I thought, but it was a little different. So you and I have spent a lot of time talking, even in New York. And a lot of this finally came to fruition last night. So we have not talked to Lou Merlone.
No, it's funny.
I haven't talked to Lou. You haven't talked to him. I just said to you before the break, I said, this is weird because it's a three-man show. We come in here. We sit with those guys this morning. And the next thing you know, there's no Lou. And it's just the two of us. And now we're doing this show, this big announcement. Show's been very successful. The show is now moving to a bigger audience, an afternoon drive. And there's no Lou here to celebrate it. So, Eamon, do me a favor. Open up the pot. I'm going to call.
Open up the pot. Is that what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Open up what pot?
Smoke it, boom.
Is that an old school radio term?
No.
Open up the pot. Yes. So, open up the pot. See what happened.
So I want to call Lou. We'll just call him right now on the air. He's on vacation. He's going to be pissed.
I don't even know where he is.
He can't be pissed that we're calling him, right?
What time is it right now?
Because the management told us last night he was all set. Then they told me, you were the last one, by the way.
Yes,
you were the last one to agree. Just because you wanted to be, didn't you?
No.
Such an ex-jock.
No, see, that's not
just
true.
Just an ex-jock.
Technically, it's no, because I had more going on in my life than you did. So I wasn't able to
devote
my entire
day
100%.
You're not that busy.
No, please. Come on. Don't act like you got anything going on other than this show.
So, Eamon, can we call Lou on the air? I want to call Lou right now. Can we do that?
Can we get him on?
What are we doing?
We are done. We have him on the line.
So Lucy called him?
Lou, we had to call you because it was only fair. Christian, we called you and I. Is he up, guys? What are we doing?
Right now he's up.
Lou, can you hear us?
Yeah, I am. I told you I wasn't going to pick up my phone.
You picked up your phone.
I know. I'm driving down. Let's enjoy a nice weekend. Chatham Bar's in a great mood.
So right.
I just figured I'd pick up the phone. You guys miss me? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we want to talk baseball.
We wanted to get your reaction, obviously, with the big announcement this morning.
Machado is going to be huge for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to help them. I don't know. I think it's a big move, but I'm waiting for the Sox to do something.
Well, we'll get to that later. We don't have to talk sports here. You're on vacation.
Lou, this is a good day. You're going to have a great weekend. You're going to have a phenomenal weekend.
So Christian and I were talking right up until, like, I don't know, midnight last night, and then the management told us that you were all set. So I want to get your reaction because people have heard our reaction about going to 2-6 starting on August the 13th, and I want to get your reaction, 2-6 in the afternoon. Which, by the way, he was an old 2-6 guy with the old Big Show, starting on August 13th. What's your reaction?
Whoa. What are you guys talking about?
Come on.
What do you mean what we're talking about? We're going 2-6 in August 13th.
Are you serious right now?
This wouldn't surprise me.
Are you serious right now?
When they decide this, I got a call from some guy down in Philly, over the weekend.
I had the same call.
Would you do not answer?
Lawyer type.
We can talk about it, but what do you mean?
I don't think you have a choice. Now.
Christian and I signed last night.
Yeah.
They told us about the matter of fact. They told us you had already signed. Christian was the last one, the last wolf standing.
Yep.
And they told us at about 8 o'clock that you were in. Done.
Yeah, no.
Hello?
I think he's talking to you.
Did you guys talk to them about my contract? Did you guys negotiate my deal or something?
No, they told us that you did a deal. You're going to be involved in baseball and games and with us, and we're moving to 2-6. And
they already have promos with your name involved into the
move. I got another call.
Wait, Eamon, can you play the promo? Can you play the new promo? Not the one you and I talked about. The new promo it's got Lou's name in it, right? Do you have it? You don't have it. Oh, give me a second. But Lucy, do you have it? Lucy, can you find it?
Lucy,
I'll tell you what.
Lucy,
I'll get right on that.
Lucy, don't ask Lucy for it. Lucy, you changed the channel on
TV,
though.
I did that, and I called Lou.
You called
I'm
Lou?
I'm really running the show
I
here.
Mean, I talk about value.
Hold on for 1 second. If this company has difficulty dealing with the three of us to get us on the same page in a signed contract for the right shift at the right time,
typical.
How are they going to handle the Joe Bonino thing?
Oh, no. Do we have it?
Here's a little promo.
Is it sizzle?
Go ahead.
Coming. Launching on August 13th, Boston has a new choice in middays and afternoons.
Gail and Keefe, middays 10 to 2.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on the drive home 2 to 6.
All right, that's good. That's good. Do you notice they have a woman's voice for Dale and Keith, and they have a big, burly man's voice for us?
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying they just used the voice.
It stood out to you for
production.
Like,
just I picked up on the production. That's all.
For a reason.
What?
Like, it's like one of the things, like one of those things, like a Sesame Street commercial or one of those segments. You know, one of these things don't belong. The woman's voice doesn't belong with Dale and Keith, or it does belong with Dale and Keith.
By the way, he just called off the air, Joe. He just texted me. We have Angry Lou on vacation.
Yeah, can you play that? Yeah. When you go on vacation, you're supposed to, you know, go in with a, you know, positive attitude and a good mindset. Not like, okay, what the hell is going on? See, that's why you don't leave during important times. That's why you don't leave. So you were smart.
I just
you stuck
back.
Around. Yeah. I had to go to New York. I did that whole thing, and which was a nightmare, by the way. Lost my keys.
So the keys to get in your car?
Here's the thing. I woke up in the morning.
So
I was
you took the train.
Here.
So how did you get back in
That's
your car?
That's my point. It's like I was like, I know I didn't leave him on the train because I drove home, but I was so delirious. I honestly have no idea where anything is.
You know what you've become? Mutt.
How?
Mutt.
Am I getting hairy?
No, you just become mutt. Okay, Lou's back on. You got Lou. Did you check in with Joey?
You good?
Yeah, I'm all set. Listen, I just talked to my agent. I called down there, and I upgraded my room. I got this beautiful suite on the beach. Man, this is exciting, huh? Let's go. It's like, Ordway, listen, you're like Rocky. We got, like, Felker's Clubber Lang. You can be Apollo, Chris.
Well, I like
I'll
this.
Be Adrian.
Oh, you're going to be Adrian. So you're going to give all the inspirational speeches, right? When we're down and you got to like bring us back to, you know, ground level and keep us grounded.
No, this is good. Ordway can get his crown back.
Yeah.
Did they give you a crown? Last time I had one of those Burger King crowns, a paper job. That's what I had last time.
All hell breaks loose. I got announcements. I was wondering what the hell was going on.
Well, are you not on Twitter either?
Lou, you got to stay in communication with your agent and stuff like that. You know, when you go away on vacation, you just can't drop everything. Now, does this mess up your schedule at all in life? Because you got other things you're doing. You know, you got games you do. You got NBC Sports Boston. You're good.
Yeah, there's no question. Kind of flips your life upside down, but I'm excited.
Good.
I'm just happy that there's not going to be any more traffic going in. It's not going to take two and a half hours to get in.
Wait till you leave. We got a helicopter.
Is it? But it, I mean, it's 6 o'clock,
it's a
right?
Small
I mean,
helicopter.
6 o'clock. So you know, what? Maybe I'll hang out for like 5 minutes. Maybe that'll be a difference.
What are you? You don't hang out with anybody. You are out of here quicker than anybody in the building.
But here's the thing. Here's what you don't realize. You show up so late. I'm here early.
Yeah.
I get here. I actually get here on time because you get here at 9:50. And start yelling and screaming and telling everybody what to do. And then when the show starts, you bitch and complain that nothing's done because you tell everybody 2 minutes before the show starts.
Stop.
Where's my sound? Why don't I have trending? What's the weather report? I don't know. Look out the damn window. It's sunny.
This is going to flip Ordway's life. I mean, what are you going to do with Callahan? You going to be able to call him in the morning?
Yeah, we're going to have some issues. What do you think? Well, they'll make it up in the morning. Kirk will be able to huddle up with Dale, right?
Yeah, because they'll do a cross every day.
Yes.
I know those guys love doing a cross,
yeah.
Both sides.
By the way, they were questioning what the Alex Cora interview, because Alex will now go to our show on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, what's that going to be like, Lou? You're going to suck up to him, huh? Huh, Lou, is that what you're going to do?
Is that what you're going to do with Bill? Like, so
here we go.
Bill thing is going to go, right? It's like, Bill, hey, our wives are friends. I'm friends. I've known you for a long, long time. And you got Christian. It's like, hey, Bill, I play with you. And I'm going to be that's like, hey, why don't you play Butler?
Good.
I already
I like
know
that.
How this is going to play.
Yeah.
First show.
Wait.
First show. Let's do that. August 13th, hey, first show. Let's get to the bottom of that.
Hey, but do you have a nickname for Alex Cora? Did you guys have AC? Flick towels at each other and do practical jokes and stuff like that? So there's no nickname. There's no inside nickname or, you know, that you could call him or give us. And maybe I'll call him. Because that's my opportunity. See, I can be the jerk because he's your buddy, and I can be. It can be a bad cop, good cop thing. You know, we'll go back and forth, and you can be like, "Yeah, that guy's a jerk. He's a football player." Ah.
Do you guys have Bill nicknames for Bill? Both of you?
No. I call him Coach. I call him Coach.
I call him Bill.
Coach William.
I call him Bob. Hey, you're vacationing with the Oxy Posse this week and their wives, right?
Just him and the wives?
No. And their wives? No.
Why don't we let him go so he can enjoy his vacation? Congratulations, Lou. Can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. Or at least for the...
Congrats, boys.
Yeah. You too, Lou. You're fading out, Lou. We got to go.
Sounds like you.
That's one thing that we will be in common. We won't be in common, I think, with a lot of things with the show that we're going to compete against, Felger and Maz. But the one thing we will be in common with, no bad phones. You can't do bad phones. You get it. Ready for this? You want some news? Breaking news?
Do I have a choice?
No.
Okay.
This is Breaking News with Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Brought to you by J.N. Phillips Auto Glass on Sports Radio WEEI.
Company has changed their mind. They're moving us 6 to 8 at night, Monday through Friday. Still work Monday through Friday. Traffic will be easy, especially when you're going home. All right, here's the breaking news. The Boston Celtics have come to an agreement. It's done with Marcus Smart. 4 years, $52 million.
Ooh, okay.
4 years, $52 million. So he was holding out. And it's Yahoo that's doing it. It's good. So Yahoo is pretty good.
Yahoo!
It's Shams, who's moving into a new gig, apparently. He's done there.
So four years,
$52 million. It's perfect. Because what they're doing over there is that's really the market value for him, somewhere in there. It's not $6.4 million, and it's not 18 or 20, which he thought he was going to get. He's better for this team going forward. Because he's going to make the same amount of money if he goes into open free agency next year. He's probably going to get it with a bad team because a good team is going to look at it and say, we don't have that type of money under the cap to be able to fit in a guy who is terrific at one thing. He's very, he's a role player. And here's the other thing it does for Danny, and I've mentioned this all along with Marcus Smart from day one when we talked about it. You want to get players in that sweet spot of $11, $12 million when you don't have a max contract guy to trade away, and you need to get a guy next year or the year after, let's say a guy like Anthony Davis, you want a contract like this that you can include that adds up to the total of a maximum contract guy so you actually have the flexibility to go and make a deal. This is Smart by Ainge.
And I think if you're Marcus Smart, I mean, this is a win-win for you. Obviously, he wanted more, but who doesn't? I mean, he obviously overvalued himself, but that's fine, but that's what they all do. And eventually, you end up coming back to where you should be. I think you can sit there and you can really, play your ass off knowing that, you're right where he should be. Like, he doesn't shoot. He's an impact player. But in the end, he's not transcending the sport. But on championship teams, you need Marcus Smart. I'm a believer in this more than anything. Those guys that with those mid-range contracts, I guess in the pros, that's you're the highest paid guy. But in the NBA, you're a mid-range guy. You're a role player. You're a scrapper. You're a guy that's doing all the dirty work. You're a leader. You're influencing the younger players. You're carrying the message from the coach, and they drafted you. They developed you. So this is perfect. This
He's
is the way
perfect
it should
guy.
Be.
No, he is. He's the perfect
and
guy.
There'll be multiple. Times where you can sit there and go, that's the reason why they won that game, or that's the reason why they won the
NBA
Finals.
We do that now. And if he went to a really bad team, he would not get the
exposure.
You'd
never hear from him again.
That's right. So he'd be okay. He'd get his money. And I'm not sure he'd get a lot more money than he's getting here. I really don't believe that some team's going to pay him 18, 20, 22 million bucks.
What's the comp for Marcus Smart, though? Like an NBA comp.
I don't know. You know what he is to me? He's Bruce Bowen. He's Tony Allen. He's a guy that on a championship team that can defend at numerous positions that is invaluable. But if you're Brooklyn, you're Sacramento, you're even the Clippers, you're one of those mediocre to bad teams. He doesn't do anything for you because he can't score enough.
And he doesn't put anybody in the seats.
No, he's not marquee.
He's not marquee guy. You're not marketing him. You're not advertising him. He'll probably never have a Honeydew commercial.
Probably not.
No, but that's fine. And that's perfect. But, so I would sit there.
Security system. That's what I would hire him for. If I were a security system, I would hire him. He does the security. Do you get what I'm talking about? Defense?
Yeah.
That wasn't funny.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
No.
Are you awake today?
No.
Do you really give a rat's ass about today's show? Are you going to be useless for 4 hours?
When you send me a text this morning?
I'd go home now, you
won't. When you say,
you want to do 4 hours with Fourier today?
No.
You can do 4 hours.
We're
doing that show, by the way, before we depart the midday. Because there's no way we're trying that out in afternoon drive. We are going to do one day, 4 hours with Fourier.
So is everybody taking a day off?
Yes. And I want you to sit here and sweat your balls off for 4 hours.
I don't have a
problem
doing this show. Like, you act like your job
is
so hard.
No, the audience will, but that's
good. You act like your job is so hard.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even press any buttons anymore.
I don't.
You don't press any buttons. Honestly, what is the difference between you and I?
This is new cutting-edge technology.
You're older, shorter, chubbier. I mean, what, really, what's the difference? You're not doing anything.
You couldn't do my job.
I could do your job with my eyes closed. I will do your job with my eyes closed.
You want to do it today?
I'll do it right now.
Huh?
Do it right now.
I tell you what,
now.
Why don't we tease it?
Since we're,
and we'll
we're
do
both,
it at the 1 o'clock hour, both, the last hour, because I want you to wear down for 3 hours. And then
I'm
we'll
not
do
gonna make it.
What?
Here's the problem though.
At 1 o'clock we'll
I'm
do,
amazed you're
we'll
actually
do
here.
1 hour with Fourier. How's that? One hour.
The fact is that we're both going on vacation tomorrow.
I've already checked out.
That's our point. So you're asking me. So it's not like that I'm tired from traveling and working. Like
they had us
yesterday.
Doing stuff till midnight last
night.
Yeah,
it's the fact that like I'm just, we're going on vacation.
Yeah.
This time tomorrow, I will be on a plane.
So you're going for how long?
I'll be there just a week. I'll be back, leave tomorrow. I'll be back the following Friday.
Where are you going?
Cabo.
Oh, he's going to Mexico.
Yeah, so I've been practicing my Spanish.
50-50 and he'll be back. Give me some Spanish.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second.
Give me some Spanish.
What do we give you some Spanish? Hola.
Speak. Great. That'll get you.
No, you know, I'm all about the apps, right? So, Rosetta Stone is, right?
Yeah, but
Rosetta Stone has this great, they instead of like, you know, doing it on the computer, you can actually do it where, just keep it on your phone and go through all the lessons on your phone. Let me see what, I think I'm on, in progress. Okay, I'm only on lesson 4.
And when you,
hola, muchachos!
And when are you leaving?
What? So here's how it works. Hold on.
Lesson
here's,
4.
Wait, I'm on lesson 4. Let me see if you can hear what lesson 4 is. Hold on. Let me see.
Did you get to the line? What kind of tequila do you serve?
This is what you hear when you miss something. That's what you get. That's an egg.
That's an egg. Oh, this is going to be a disaster.
Wait, hold on. Wait, see if you can hear it.
Dos bolígrafos.
So what do you?
There's another one.
Okay,
I got that one.
Un carro.
Un carro. That's a pen.
That's a pen. Good. Find out what you need to get that tequila that you like, that top shelf. Don't you know what bottom?
I don't
shelf.
Drink anything but top shelf tequila.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't drink. First of all, I don't drink a lot. So if I'm gonna drink, I don't want to feel like crap the next day. So I'm getting the good stuff.
Yeah, and you don't ever get the one with a worm in it. With the worm in it, that's,
I actually, here's what I am gonna do. You know what I'm gonna do? I tell you what I'm gonna do.
But,
this is what I'm gonna do for us.
Yeah.
Because I am a team player.
Yeah, you are.
I am all about the Wolfpack camaraderie.
Right.
Morale, brotherhood, right? Yep. You can't just manufacture. You got to earn the brotherhood, right? I'm going to come back from Cabo, and I'm going to bring a really nice bottle of tequila. There's this place called Tequila Town. Okay? I'm not kidding.
Is that like
really good tequila?
No, it's called.
Is that like alligator?
No, it's called. It's called Tequila Town. It's
tequila
one.
Town.
It is. It's like
bathtub tequila.
No, it is. It is like so.
Gun
every,
world.
Every
camping world.
It has. That's what it's
world.
Like. It's like camping world, but for tequila.
Oh,
wall to wall to wall, just filled with different types of tequila from all over the world and different types, añejo, whatever, abazado, you name it, they got it. I'm gonna bring back. Just a badass bottle of tequila.
Good, I look
and we will
to
open
no worm,
that.
I don't want the worm.
What do you mean the worm? The worm is great. You really want a bonding moment?
What? You know what?
You really want a bonding moment?
No, you know what? I'm a member of PETA, and they put that worm in there and drown the worm, and I want to stand up for the worm, okay?
Well,
it's stupid when you drink a
tequila. When I was in high school, I bought a bottle of tequila, and I said, okay, when I win the national championship, I'm going to open this bottle.
Right.
And we won the national championship when I was a freshman.
Yep.
And opened it up. And we actually poured it out, and the worm, it tasted like bathwater. It was the worst tequila in the history of the world.
I've had some bad tequila with the worm in it. And usually the problem is not the worm, because you can get rid of the worm. It's all the crap that comes off the worm that's still,
you got to eat floating. The worm. Like, you really
not.
No,
but you can see, I don't eat the worm. No,
you got to eat the worm.
No, you don't eat
the worm. What do you mean you can't eat
the worm?
What do you mean? That's part of it. That's part of the whole brotherhood, like, you know, ritual. You got to eat the worm.
So you're on vacation. I'm back here. I'm
where
off tomorrow. Oh no, I'm back here next week. So it's Lou and I, and then
you're just taking Friday off.
And then I'm off Friday, and then I'm off for a little time there before we make the move. So we're all taking the next few weeks. We're going to be all taking a lot of time off.
We got to get it out of the way, use it all up.
Yeah, and then we got to work on the new show and do that. Let's work on today's show. We have a show today. Let's be professionals.
You work on the show. I'm going to follow.
1 o'clock today. 1 o'clock.
Sure,
today.
I'll take over.
You're going to take over.
Yeah,
it's going to be 1 hour. Before you're
good. No, but you're here. You're going to play my role.
Oh, no.
Listen, you're not leaving early.
I'm out.
No, I'm leaving early. No, we're doing this together. Like, I'm going to play the role of Glenn,
So all you're going to do is a stupid-ass impression. That's what you
And you
do.
Can be me.
That's Yeah, that's...
You can be me.
No, I'm not going to be
the,
you.
You can be me.
I'm going to walk out of the show studio.
Going. You can keep the show going. Keep it lively. Keep it
Here's
entertaining.
Here's what I'm
going
to do.
And I'll be you. I won't have an opinion. I won't say anything. Period. I'll yell at everybody. I'll tell them what to do. You know, and that'll be me. Right, just, Lucy? Lucy's laughing because it's true.
Hey,
Lucy,
is how you doing? I'm Glenn. I just gave you an opinion. I just told you the Marcus Smart deal. Good deal. Real good deal. Real good. I just gave it to you.
Can we hear some backstories about the contract negotiation with you when you talked to Jerry and Kirk? Kind of feel like a little.
They're exaggerating. You know.
No, they're not. No, they're not. I know for a fact.
My conversations with them were fairly minimal.
I don't believe it at all. You're such a liar.
I'm not. There are times I have no balls.
It's fine. It's fine. You know, they're free. They're friends. You
but
know?
You and I had a lot of conversations, and Lou did, except we didn't talk to Lou the last few days.
No.
And then, but he's all set. He's good now.
He's good. So he's have a great weekend.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls, and we'll talk about all sorts of stuff. We got to get into the ESPYs last night. Oh, my God. Danica Patrick. Oh, we got to get into that last night. And we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll get into this whole Marcus Smart thing and what it means for the Celtics and the whole Leonard thing in Toronto. Reading some of the stuff up there is pretty
still
bizarre
mad?
As well. And Joe Bonino, did he go on the air at the fan at 10 o'clock, guys?
Do you guys have that?
Did he?
I believe he did.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see what he said.
So we'll give you that story. If you've missed it, they're now on our sister station because we're in the same company. But the stuff that they're being sued by a former a salesperson, a female sales account exec. And the stuff is unbelievable. And as we said, and they were saying it this morning, it's not during our company's watch, but our company has to deal with it right now. And Joe Bonino went on the air after all of this stuff popped out last night all over the tabloids in New York. So we'll see what the fans talk
and
about.
Lucy just tweeted out a picture of Tequila Town, so you can check that out. Check out the OMF Twitter page.
Link to the TripAdvisor reviews.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, good. I got to read
So
that.
Tequila Town, is it like walking into like one of those little Western town villages, you know, where you see the guys all dressed up like cowboys? No.
There's like one guy, and he basically they just keep opening bottles, it's like wine tasting. You're a wine guy, so that's the thing. You're a snob. Like,
what do you mean I'm a snob?
Like wine
You're
people
a tequila
are
snob.
Wine
said,
people, no, what, no,
do you
no,
buy
no.
cheap tequila?
No,
you
know.
No, I buy cheap wine.
No, but like
you
wine
don't.
People
no,
are
you
more
don't.
Snobbish
no,
than
you're
tequila
more...
people. Tequila people are more like down to earth, you know, rowdy, good old boy type stuff.
Why is
wine
it?
Wine people are like, oh, I got to keep mine in a cellar. Ooh, my wine's going to be, you know, perfect temperature for my wine.
See, now you're acting like the snob right now.
No,
see,
no,
yes,
no.
Are.
Tequila people are salt of the earth people.
You're
no, no, yeah.
Salt of the earth?
Yes.
Just because you're one.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. They eat worms. Okay, that's smart. All right, we take a break. We'll open up the phone lines at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, Joe, in your estimation, if the Patriots win this football game, does that cement the legacy of Belichick and Brady as the best ever?
If you want to say quarterback...
Yes, best quarterback,
combo.
Best coach.
I think
no, separately.
Separately as the best all-time quarterback and the best all-time coach.
Correct.
Right.
I certainly think Belichick's in the conversation. I still think you got to talk about guys like Lombardi. You know, as much as I can't stand Don Shula, I think you got to put him in that that area too. You know, Chuck Noll's got to be discussed there with what he did with Pittsburgh. You know, Bill Walsh, I think, has got to be in that conversation. But, you know, look, it puts Belichick on a very, very short list. I would say top five coach of all time, and I would say Brady top five quarterback of all time.
Whoa.
I think it's very hard to say the absolute best because of the different eras of the sport.
So you...
Of all time. All time. That's Joe Bonino. He does middays. They change the shifts around there, too. They won the... Three, I think they're 1-3 or they ten. I forget. They, what's it again?
Shows, put, 3 hour shows. No, they did. He's got to put my mic on. Three-hour show.
Don't get after me, Puffy.
What are you talking about?
Just calm down.
Honestly,
what are you big time?
I've had
now
enough
that you're going after me.
I've
you big
had,
time?
I've had enough
down.
Of you
calm
already.
Down. What are you big
already,
time?
Our show is better when him and I are not in the same room together.
Yes.
Amen. How good was that show yesterday?
I thought it was going to be a disaster. It was not a disaster.
See,
what
an endorsement that is.
give us a grade for yesterday's show.
Give you a C.
Ask him what he gives himself.
Still
for
college.
Yeah. How was your producing yesterday?
My producing? I'll give him a C plus.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
She's cocky.
You're out of your mind. You're grading on a curve?
Please, God.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, compared to the first couple of days.
Which was an F and F minus. All right, so that's Joe Modino, and he was on with those guys. He does midday, and it is a big, huge deal now in New York. And if something happens at the Fan in New York, everybody is talking about it in the business. Apparently, FAN was run like a frat house. I'm reading from the New York Post. The Post and the News are all over this stuff. Drinking by employees started as early as 10 a.m. and executives condoning buying prostitutes for ad clients. It's not a bad idea. Things are not going well. You're not selling a lot of advertisement.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's basically just like recruiting. Like, what do you think?
Same thing.
But yeah.
What do you think Rick Pitino would do?
I was going to say, Rick Pitino would probably
do the same thing.
Do whatever you need to do to get the guys in.
So there's been a shocking lawsuit that was filed yesterday by a 40-year-old former CBS radio ad exec. Her name is Lauren Lockwood. She worked at the Fan from 2006, a long time, till July of last year. She claims the station's executives tolerated a hostile work environment that subjected her to sexual harassment. On various occasions, WFAN host Joe Bonino pressured her into having a threesome, the lawsuit filed in Brooklyn State Court claims. Bonino, quote, whispered in Lockwood's ear about having threesomes with him and his wife and prostitutes. Isn't that a foursome?
Yeah, I guess technically.
I don't do math.
You stop
I'm not
counting
good at math,
after three?
Bonino showed Lockwood a nude photo of his wife with a prostitute and propositioned Lockwood to join him, his wife, and a prostitute in sexual intercourse, according to the complaint. Bonino was also accused in the 39-page suit of ranking women in the office. Ooh, that's a no-no. On the basis of their looks.
Never done that ever in my life.
Yes, you did. You did it with men. You did it with me.
What are you talking about?
You put me as a one. You put yourself as like a 9.5.
Yeah,
you do it with
that's
me.
True.
Yeah. Genders don't, they're irrelevant these days,
okay.
Right?
All right?
So you do the same thing.
So you're a
except
me too
you
guy.
Get away from it. Yeah, I am. And carrying on an affair with a female subordinate for roughly 2 years. Lockwood claims that her career was short-circuited after she rebuffed Bonino's advances. She finally turned him off.
Turned him down.
I don't understand why, because he's a really good-looking dude.
It's a handsome fella.
It's a good-looking. Don't you think, Lucy? He's a good-looking dude.
Lucy,
huh?
Can you give him a grade?
When you say Bonino, good-looking dude, you can understand why the ladies would.
Yeah. Really, you know, well, I guess you wouldn't give
he's
him
all
a
right
grade.
Looking.
Huh? Yeah, what is good. He? Is he like a six?
Looks like a little rat face. Ugh.
I'd say he's probably a seven.
He's a seven.
Oh, God.
A seven?
Hey, Lucy.
What was Paul?
Lucy, new context.
Oh, Paul's an easy
you need
four.
New context.
Four. That guy's a seven. Paul's a four. Wow.
Yeah, can we get
a
glam rating? Much more attractive than Paul.
I'll tell you what. Lucy.
All right, you know,
Lucy.
Like,
he's a seven. I'm a 12.
Yeah. I was going to say, we're breaking the scale right now.
Please. So, FAN's got this major thing. And again, it's not our company. I know people are going to jump on it. But our company has taken over for CBS Radio. You know what it is? It's the company that used to own the Sports Hub. It was during that. So I can only imagine what was going on there. I think you think Mass?
Oh, man. I've heard some stories.
Huh?
Bertrand. I've heard some things.
I would bet Bertrand.
Easily.
I read he's wild.
He is a dominating
That's
figure.
That's what I heard.
I mean, he pushed. He, talk about using your weight in the right
maybe
way.
Maybe not on top.
No.
This is an unbelievable story. It really is.
So wait, so...
I've never seen anything like this, though, in radio. I will say this.
I mean, so you're saying you've never seen anything like this in radio, but isn't this kind of a norm, though?
In radio?
No, forget about radio.
The prostitutes and stuff.
Oh, come on.
I've been in the business.
Come on.
Don't play naive. I'm not saying that some guy didn't go out. I mean, we could come up with a few people in here that are candidates that probably spent a few times dropping some, you know, dead presidents for sex. But what I'm saying is I don't, for ad revenue, to get ad revenue, to get somebody to buy a package of advertising, hooking them up with prostitutes.
I've never seen it. I have no idea if it's true or not. I have no clue whatsoever. But my point is, you're not surprised that this is the way business is handled now. I think they've categorically denied it, right? They've just denied it, and this guy.
Well, they have to. But so we expected that he was going to be on today because we
was
called
he?
Down. No.
Oh, he wasn't on.
No. So we called down this morning and asked if he was going to be on today because all of us wanted to hear what he was going to say. My guess is they were going to gloss over it. They were going to ignore it, say absolutely nothing. And I don't think you can do that in this day and age with stuff anymore. I think in the old days, if it was in the newspaper, only a certain percentage of your audience is reading the paper, and they probably don't get the paper until the cycle is kind of almost faded on that story. Today, with social media and the immediacy of these devices here, you know, people get it right away. People respond to it right away. I don't think you can shy away from it. You come out and you got to say something. I didn't do it, but we got nothing, right? He's apparently off today. We don't know if he's on vacation or he's – because they told us that the fan he was going to be on, and then apparently he
was. I knew that wasn't going to be the case.
Yeah, it sounded like he was going to be on and then mysteriously
It's smart to keep him off. It's smart to keep him off.
But you know how quickly – like you could make a decision. So they go on at 10. They probably at 9:40, they said, you know, we're going to go on. 9:51, somebody calls and said, nope, we're going to pull it. Yeah, no, do something else.
Yeah, we've seen that.
No, we've seen that. Yeah, I mean, it's listen, based on – weren't they saying this happened back in the 70s?
What do you mean back in the 70s?
No. Is this a recent claim?
Yes, she's filing a lawsuit for recent
stuff. We're talking like, you know, Wild Wild West type stuff and like, you know, back when like, you know, men were men and you can do anything you wanted to.
Back when tequila
ran through the veins of all the employees.
No, this is all recent stuff. This is the last few years. That's what they're saying here. Last few years. At events where CBS radio executives hosted clients, the liquor bill would run as high as $4,000, according to the complaint. Double what was allowed under company policy.
So here's the thing.
That wouldn't surprise me. Now, like okay, $4,000 at one of
so
these
what?
Things, that would not surprise
so what?
Me.
So what if you're spending money on booze?
Cristal, how much
this
is...
This is America!
How much is Cristal right now?
I have no idea. I've never... Don't like it. Would never spend my money on it. All that stuff, I mean... That's the norm, isn't it? It's kind of expected. Expending money on
sounds
clients.
Sounds like you're Rick Pitino right now. You know, that's all.
No,
the norm,
minus
you know?
The prostitutes.
Everybody does.
But listen, you're not talking about 17 year old kids. You're talking about grown men. You know, so I could care less what they do. Honestly, the one thing you can't do is start groping and intimidating and shaming coworkers or people underneath you for sexual favors. That's what you can't do.
Sounds a little embarrassing for Joe Bonino here. If he was working the prostitutes with his wife, he brought his wife into the situation. Brought pictures. Brought pictures to work.
Yeah, who gets the short straw who has to be with Joe? Who gets the short straw? All right, so how are we going to do this? Because I feel like this isn't a level playing field. My wife is like really hot, and she does not want to get with. Yeah, that's the whole thing about the whole threesomes and swapping. Like, somebody's always going to be left out. It's just not going to work. It's not an even trade.
So they had some other issues too. Apparently, in a luxury suite at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. So it was a luxury suite, probably for what, like a Nets game or something like that. A brawl broke out between a former male ad exec Lockhart had brought as a guest and two current CBS radio employees over the relative talent of the boxers. Oh, you know what it was? It was an event before the Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather bout.
Getting a fight over that.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez. That is bizarre. Well,
they were probably drunk, though. Because the only reason why you're fighting over that is if somebody's like polluted and they just can't.
There's no question. There's a lot of alcohol. So, that's what's going on. And our company has to deal with that that crap.
So our company.
Wait till they tell you in Francesa with all the prostitutes. That's going to be.
No, he's just pushing his new app.
A new gambling app. It's called DraftKings. I'm going to hook you up.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to get to the Marcus Smart story, and then coming up in the next hour, the reason that I believe that all of that hoopla over Jimmy Garoppolo is vastly overrated. He is on his way down.
Oh, yeah.
And once again, let me play up to Bill Belichick. Belichick got rid of him at the right time. We'll get to that coming up in the next hour. But we got to get into this Marcus Smart, what it means to the Celtics, and this whole Kawhi Leonard and LeBron. This thing is going crazy.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
A steal by Smart all over that trip.
to make those plays besides Marcus Smart? That's a timing point. Guess who?
Yeah.
Marcus!
All right, back here on OMF, that's the word, four-year deal, $52 million for Marcus Smart. Happy Walters, yes, his real name is Happy. Happy Walters worked it out with Danny Ainge, and sounds like the deal is done. 4 years, 52. Terrific deal for Marcus Smart. I know this wasn't his intention. This is the same guy, by the way, that on the way out of that last game, that game seven of the Eastern Conference Finals, told Jackie McMullen, 12 or 14.
Huh? Yeah,
worth a lot more than that.
Of course.
Right?
Of course. Got to oversell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you end up getting to the. This is. I mean, are you surprised, though? I mean, they weren't going to let him go, and no other team was going to overpay for him. The early you know, goings of this, the dealings of his contract, I mean, the only team that I heard of that was trying to put an offer sheet together was Sacramento.
I'm not sure that was true.
Well, and that's my point. The only team I heard, whether it was true or not, was Sacramento. Usually there's rumors galore.
Well,
you're just hearing all sorts of rumors.
Christian,
I
take that back. I think there were teams that were interested in Marcus Smart, but they weren't willing to give him enough money where Boston couldn't match. And that would have been a bad thing for Marcus Smart if he took one of those deals. So let's say he took a Sacramento deal, and it was 3 years and $30 million because it was better than the one in 6.4. That would have been a stupid deal. I would have fired Happy at that point because Boston simply would have matched it. And that was the leverage that Danny Ainge had over Marcus Smart all along.
So all the news about him being upset, and they haven't reached out, and there's no negotiations.
I'm sure he was upset, but wouldn't you be upset if you're sitting there watching all of these other guys sign, and you think you're a lot better than what you are?
Of course. Everybody does. Yeah.
You know? Everybody thinks they're better. And so he was thinking he was better, not realizing that other teams are looking at it saying, yeah, it's great that he can go out there and he can maybe defend LeBron and limit LeBron. Instead of getting 40 against us, he'll get 32 or 33. On the other hand, how many points is he going to score? Four? Six? Be three for 14 or whatever, and he's going to take those crazy threes? So he doesn't make sense for a team that's not that good because he can't produce enough offense. For a team that can produce an awful lot of offense and can defend, and he is the best of the defenders, you can put him on the best scoring guy on the other team and shut that guy down, or certainly control what that guy does against you. He's the perfect guy. And you were saying this earlier. The one other thing about him that I love that I think you need on a championship team is he's physical and he's got balls. And so when something happens out there on the court, instead of being the peacemaker, he's getting into somebody's face. And you need a guy like that. You need a guy that you don't frighten us. You know, F you. We're going to get right back in your face. Are you kidding me? You're doing what?
And I think
you need that.
No, so do I. And
it
that's
scares
why I say,
the other team. Teams
see,
get
Marcus
intimidated.
Marcus Smart will have a long career.
Yes.
He will. He'll go way beyond the Celtics because other GMs, other coaches who have played against Marcus Smart and respect him and know how valuable he is, at the right price, obviously, you said to go, they're going to start saying, we need a Marcus Smart type. That's what they're going to start saying. Like, we need a Marcus Smart type. Well, because that's the one thing we're missing right now is a guy who's willing to get his hands dirty, that's willing to throw himself in there. And the younger guys will say, you know what, this is the way we're supposed to play. You know, he's going to have a lot of experience. And you said it earlier. I mean, it's a great deal, in my opinion. One, okay, it's a good contract. I think both sides won.
Yeah.
Both sides should walk away from this saying, you know what, we both compromise, and I think everybody's happy with the situation. It's not too expensive. It's not too valuable where the Celtics can't trade him at a later date and trade the contract because it's not like this $20 million crazy deal where no one's going to take it. And, I mean, they think they can win with him. That's why they did it. This guy is a difference maker. They believe in him. They developed him. And they know that they can win, that Marcus Smart is going to help them win big games.
So, well, here's the other
to me,
thing.
It was a no-brainer.
But here's the other thing, too, that – and the Celtics are doing just about everything right. And I'll get to the Kawhi Leonard thing in a second, but they're doing just about everything right here. And I'm trying to find things that you can pick them apart, and it's very difficult to do right now. And it doesn't mean they're going to go and win the championship this year or next year or the year after, but they're putting themselves in a position where they're going to have a nice long window and a lot of opportunity to be able to win one or two or who knows how many. But they could have been saddled with a situation, and I think they were willing to do it, but it was not ideal for them to get him locked up into a one-year qualifying offer at $6.4 million. So think about this. During the course of the year next year, I think he would play his ass off. I think that's his mentality. But if I'm him, I'm trying to take more shots out there. I may be getting out of Brad Stevens' offense a little bit, not because I want to screw the team or mess up my guys because he's a good teammate from everything I've heard, but he's trying to increase his value in the open market because he's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year.
He hurt his value by taking too many shots.
But he's not going to look at it that way. You're an ex-athlete. You look at it and, screw that, I can do that. You always thought you could do that.
I think all of them, but eventually you sit there and go, wow, now this is hurting me because I'm missing. That's my point. So, I mean, I got to take shots, but you also have to miss them because, you know, it could also hurt your value.
Yeah, but
and he forces the issue, and he's shooting up shots that, that are ill-advised, and he's missing them. He's actually putting the team in a worse situation.
Right, but I think he could have done that. And I don't think he would be hurting the team, but I think we would be sitting here talking about it. What the bleep is he doing? He's doing what's best for Marcus Smart. He's trying to improve his value. They don't have to worry about that now. Somebody got to him. Maybe it's Happy Walters. He got to him. Somebody got to him and said, this is your market value going forward. Because he could have looked at it and said, screw this. I'll take the 6.4. I get into the free agency. I'm an unrestricted free agency next year. It's going to be a lot more money out there next year. But his agent probably got to him and said, there will be a lot more money. But you know who's going to get that money? Guys like Kawhi Leonard are going to get that money. You know, other guys that are the big players that are free agents, you're not. Somebody got to him and said, this is your wheelhouse.
Well, you know who got
this is your money.
Well, the other teams. What they were willing
to. But that's for this offseason.
No,
he's a restricted free agent. Next year, he would have been an unrestricted free agent. But I said this last week when we were talking about it 2 weeks ago. I don't think the market was going to change for him much as an unrestricted free agent next year. This is what he is. This is a great deal for the Celtics. I think it's the perfect deal for Marcus Smart. He's going to get the same amount of money that he would have gotten in an open free agency as an unrestricted free agent. Here's the difference. He's going to play for a winner.
He's going to contribute and
maybe be the difference of a team winning a championship.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. You would basically realize and come to grips with what Marcus Smart was. Like, he had reached his ceiling. He wasn't going to improve his shot, even though that's what everyone kept talking about. Avery Bradley improved his shot. Okay, no, Marcus Smart, he tried, and he kept working on it, but it's not getting any better. So you kind of sit there and go, okay, all right, well, now we know what he is. I think it takes some time to obviously figure out exactly what a player's – who he is. And year three, year four, at that point in time, you pretty much should know how they deal with injury, how they deal with coaching, adversity, how they interact with their teammates. I mean, are they a negative influence or are they a positive influence? They have enough information now. Okay, now you sit there and go, okay, well, how do you contribute on the court? Okay, now you know what he does. Okay, now there's your wheelhouse right there. He's not going to become a better shooter. So, guys, stop hoping for it. And if you're his agent and you're trying to talk to Danny Ainge, stop asking for money for a guy that shoots, averages, 17 points a night.
Right.
That ain't him.
Right.
So I think everybody's happy.
Right.
Now you know exactly what your role is.
He can be that Bruce Bowen now. He can be part of the cast and an important piece that could be the difference, but he's not a bulk of what they do. It's a perfect situation for both the player and the team. I really believe that. I did hear something yesterday, and it might be the dumbest, most asinine thing I have heard when it comes to the Celtics. We will get to that. And the reason that I am starting to bail on Jimmy Garoppolo, life is going awry for that young
man. Life choices.
And I am telling you this right now. We'll get to it coming up in the next hour. Belichick, another brilliant move by Bill. Got rid of him at the right time. Matter of fact, as I look back at this thing, I'm surprised he got a high second-round draft pick. Based on what I'm now hearing about Jimmy Garoppolo, I thought it would be a third or a fourth. Other teams did not do their homework. We'll get to all of that in 1 hour with Fourier coming up at 1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.